Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you for your presence in our midst. We bless you, Son of the Living God. We bless you, our Lord, King of Glory. Lord, we bless you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you are blessed forever. Thank you that we belong to you. Lord, we give you all the glory. Thank you that you belong to us, for you are given to us. And we appreciate you this morning, Word of God. We bless you. Thank you, Word of God. Thank you, Son of the Living God. Thank you, the way, the truth, and the life. We bless you this morning. Thank you for speaking to us by your Spirit. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding to your Word. Thank you for the revelation knowledge of your Word. Thank you for faith to believe even as we know in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence coming upon us, even as you enlighten the eyes of our understanding in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you. Thank you for your Shekinah glory in this place. Thank you for filling this place in the name of Jesus. Thank you for filling us all individually. Thank you. Thank you for your presence upon us. Lord, we give all the glory. Fire from heaven, we welcome you and we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God, for filling this place. Thank you, Lord of glory, that we are soaked in the river of the Spirit of God. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verses 27 to 29. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 29. Please, let's read it together. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Please, let's read it again. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we see a pattern. God choosing the weak things, the things we look down on, the things we think are not it or inconsequential, God has chosen to confound the things which are mighty. In other words, things that we think are very important, you know, things we think in line with our minds, you know, leaning on our understanding that these are the things that are most important. But you see, the things which we think are not it, or they are not important, and the things which we despise and look down on, is those very things God has chosen. So things we choose is not what God chooses. God chooses the things we think are nothing. Those are the things God chooses. We see the way of God clearly there. God, the way God chooses is not as we will choose. The ways of God, they're higher than our ways, and the thoughts of God, they are what? Higher than our thoughts. And so, why is the Lord making us to think along this line with the mind of Christ, that things that are despised hath he chosen? It is quite clear. One thing we have to understand is God chose his word to bless us. And yet we think the word is nothing. We look down on the Bible. It is the last book we will pick to read. It is the last book we will pick to really try to understand. We think, okay, other books, other things are far more important than the Word of God. And so we have to understand some few things. From the Word of God we know is who? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's written down. And God had chosen him whom is despised, to be our blessing. We have to understand through the Word of God, Jesus Christ, what we see round about us were made. The scripture is quite clear. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1 and 2. By faith we understand that things were made from the Word of God. So you can see the person God chose. He is the Word of God. Everything was made by him. And so we see a great key. And then every blessing is in him, the Word of God. The Word of God, Christ, is written down for us to know, for in him is our blessings. Now, what are we to understand? Every resource, everything we need, everything that pertains to life and godliness, is the Word, is in him. Everything, remember Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, thanks be to God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then Hebrews, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 also made us to understand that according as his divine power hath given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, Jesus, who has called us to glory and virtue. And then verse 4 goes on to say he has given us great and exceeding promises. And by these promises, in other words, the Word of God, we might be partakers of the divine nature. What is he saying? Our resources is inside of Jesus and not the physical. If you are a child of God, one thing you have to understand is he made the heavens and the earth. All the gold, he put it in the soil. All the silver, he put it in the soil. All the oil, they are the works of his hands. He put every treasure in the soil. He created everything we see by speaking the same word, the Word of God, which we think is nothing because we don't take the choice of picking up the Bible to read. And yet, this same Bible, the Word of God, created all things. Put the gold and the silver, all the wealth of the nation, it was him who put it in the soil. The trees, everything, the food, they came from him, the Word of God. And so you can see resources is in the Word. Our resources is inside of Jesus. If you have accepted Christ, you have to understand where your source is. You have to understand where your resources is in that Word, the very Word that made what we can see. And so again, we see Jesus is our resources. Remember, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things not seen, and the evidence of things hoped for. In other words, talking to you that your resources is of faith. For faith is who? Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, faith is the substance, the spiritual substance. The Word of God, the Word of faith, is the spiritual substance of things hoped for, what you expect Him to do for you, and the evidence of what you are hoping for. All the divine resources, everything that pertains to life and godliness, what you want Him to do, things you want done in your life according as it is written. And so again, you see your resources is in the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so you have to understand our resource never runs out. It is never depleted as compared to the physical things. The physical things, after they start to dig an oil well, one day it will run out dry. After they start to mine a gold seam, after some time it will run out. They will have to look for another one. But I tell you, we don't have to go looking up and down, for our resources is Christ, is in us, is upon us and with us. And I tell you, in Him we live and move and have our being. And so, what is the Lord saying? You have to understand where your resources, where your sources as a child of God, so that you won't be bound to the physical and running helter-skelter. Your resource is already in you and with you and upon you and will never leave you nor forsake you. Your resource is spiritual. Remember, God is spirit. Jesus is spirit. The glory of God. Remember, He says, the words that I speak, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. And so the Word of God is spirit. Your resource is what? Is in the spirit, Jesus. Thanks be to God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Him we live and move and have our being. And so you see a great key. Your resource is spirit. Your sources, everything that we need in this life is spirit. That is the divine resources. That is what we need in this life. And so God hath given us the word, the seed. The word. The seed. Please, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's read verses 27 to 29 again. Please, let's go. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. See a key. God hath what? Chosen the word. Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 55. Let's look at verse 2. You will understand why He keeps saying, meditate in the word, even if it's one verse a day. Read the Bible, even if it's one verse a day. Come to church and hear the word of God, for in the spirit is the resource. The word of God is the word of our very own divine spiritual resources. Isaiah chapter 55. Please, let's open to verse 2. Let's read verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Please, let's go again. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. In other words, listen to the word of God, and let your soul delight itself in what? Fatness. You will eat of the fatness of the house of God when you are what? Listening, hearing the word of God, even if it's one verse a day, and you also come to church to hear the word of God. And so again, we see, says there, hearken, listen, is not money. Why do you labor for that which will not satisfy? Now, later, we will understand what it is to labor and what it is to work. There's a difference between labor and work. And so again, you see a great key. Hearken, hear that word already given to us, Jesus Christ. Remember, Isaiah chapter 54 says, thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. In other words, the word of God from Genesis to Revelations, will he teach us by his Spirit? And guess what? Great is our peace. In other words, we are satisfied by him. As we are knowing him and hearing him, growing in the knowledge of him daily, the divine resources will be made manifest in the physical, same way as the word was made flesh. Please, let's open to 1 John chapter 1, and we will see that the word of God will always supersede, will always superimpose on things in the physical. After all, things in the physical came by the word of God. And so again, you have to understand the seed, the word of God given to you and I. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Please, let's read it. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Look at the whole world from Genesis to Revelations was made manifest. The glory of God, the word of God fills him, and he was made manifest. What are we saying? See the same pattern. God spoke and said, let there be light, and light be. And it's the same thing too. The word of God will be made manifest in the physical, no matter what. And so you see the work of how we receive the divine resources in the physical. By faith, as we continue to hear the word of God, hearing at the appointed time of life, it will be made manifest. It's the same thing. God gave the word to Abraham, you will have a son. And after some time, at the appointed time of life, the word was made what? Manifest. You will have a son, became what? Isaac. Became Isaac. And they touched him in the physical. They rejoiced for the baby boy. For the word, you will have a son, became what? Manifest in the physical at the appointed time of life. All they did was to hold on in faith. They kept hearing that word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And guess what? They started to speak. calling themselves, the name God called them, Abraham, Sarah. And guess what? At the appointed time of life, by faith, the child, they held the resource, the child, what they needed, they held it in their hands. It was made manifest. And so you see how the word of God works, and is the same thing too. Everything we need, everything that pertains to life and godliness, our resource is Him. He will supply. If we continue to hear the word of Him, holding it by faith, and then at His own appointed time of life, it will be made manifest. No matter what in our lives, whether as a baby is the word of God, whether as a teenager is the word of God, whether as a student is the word of God, whether as an adult walking anywhere, it is the word of God. It is the word of God. Now, let us see. Let us first understand labor and daily work. Labor, when we are working and we don't go to church, nor do we carry our Bibles at home, what we are doing is labor. But when we are working and we accompany it, going to church and studying the Bible daily, even if it's one verse, that is work. And the Lord has said He will bless the works of our hands. Remember Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 15. He blessed us there. If you look at verse 12, He speaks about blessing the works of our hands. But if you look at verse 1, it started with what? Hearing and obeying, knowing what is in the word. And so, if you are not hearing and obeying, doing the verses 1 and 2, verse 12 cannot come to pass, for then it has turned to labor. And that's why the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its what? Righteousness. All these things that you need will be what? Added unto you. You have to understand the place of work. Work is something for us to set our hands to do so that He will bless us. The main resource, the main source is the word of God. And so anything we're doing in this life, if we are not studying the word of God, growing in the knowledge of God, even if it's one verse a day, if we are not coming to church, it has turned to labor. Please, let's talk, let's look at Proverbs chapter 23. And so we have to understand the place of work. Of course, God has not said don't work, for the devil gives job for idle hands. But we have to understand the purpose of work. It is like a seed given to us that the Lord will bless. Please, let's look at Proverbs 23, let's take verses 4 and 5. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle towards heaven. So we see it. Labor not. Labor. If you are just walking and walking and walking, you don't come to church to hear the word of God, and you are not taking your Bible to read, even if it's one verse a day, it has turned to what? Labor. Anything we do, living out God, it has turned to what? Labor. And so we have to understand. Whereas your daily work is quite clear. You study the Bible, you go to work. You work and you also grow in the knowledge of God, and that is daily work. Please let's open to Psalm 90, verse 12, and we see there, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. See a key? You have to number your days, walk, and also seek your God. Teach us to number our days so that we do what? We apply our hearts to wisdom. In other words, the word of God. That is the word of wisdom. So, walking and growing in the knowledge of God, you have to make sure that the work you do does not disturb your growing in the knowledge of God, your learning about God. Remember this, He will bless the work of your hands. Please, let's open to Deuteronomy 28 so that we will see it clearly there. So, we see the difference between labor and work. Somebody who believes that God is their resource, that Jesus, the Word of God, is the divine resources, will balance it, making sure that work and seeking God, they are what? Together. He will not allow working and working to prevent self from knowing and coming to church. So these things balance themselves. Deuteronomy 28, look at verse 4, 1 first. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And then goes on with the blessing. But verse 1 says, diligently hearken. Hear the word. The word. Jesus is the word of God written down daily. Even if it's one verse, you have to hear the word. And you have to come to church to hear the word. You have to do the two together. And then verse 12. Please let's drop down to verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. See that? You have to understand all these things. He will bless the work of our hands. We will not borrow. We will be the one lending to nations because He is our resources. His good treasure He will pour forth. The same God who put all the wealth of the earth into the earth is able to supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But we see how it is done. We see how it is done. And so again, the person that trusts in God as his resources will not labor, but will work. In other words, set a hand to a profession, set your hands to a job. Don't despise the job, set your hands and look to God, and He knows how to take you up. All you have to do is keep seeking Him and keep working. Make sure you number your days and apply your hearts to the word. For the word of God is the word of the blessing. Everything came from the word of God. You have to understand all these things we attach ourselves to in the physical. All the things we think are mighty, they came from the word of God. They came from the Word of God. And so, why don't you look to the source, the very source of all things, which is the Word of God? And so again, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be what? Added. And it tallies with what we've seen in Deuteronomy chapter 28, especially verse 12. And verse 1, in fact, from verse 1 to 15. Always note, verse 1 has to be fulfilled. And so again, we see a key. He knows how to find work for the jobless. He knows how to give knowledge of inventions. He knows how to help us. But we have to first look to Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you and I. And so again, if you, the daily work, you have to have your work and have time to come to church to hear and hear the word of God. And also have time to also hear and hear the word of God at home daily, even if it's one verse. Please also write Matthew chapter 6 from verse 24 to 34. And, you know, you will see there God knows what you need. He knows everything. All you have to do is look to Him. How do we do that? The Word of God. And please also write 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 6 to 12. Part of the problem, we have to understand the reasons why we also labor is discontentment. Please let's open to 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 6. So we have to understand daily work is separate from labor. When you leave God out, you will tend to labor to get the resources of this world. And I tell you, you still will not get it. It's quite clear. So when we don't understand why the Lord set a day for the children of Israel to seek Him, it is to tell them is not labor. You have rest in Christ. He is your source. Know Him. He will bless your land. You have to couple work done with seeking to know Him. For He is your source. He is the one who will bless the work of your hands. And if we're just walking and walking and walking, He won't bless because we're not seeking Him. So you have to realize grace to number our days so that we apply our hearts to what? Wisdom. We have to learn to organize our times so that we don't leave God out. We have to understand that any work done, it is Christ who will bless it, who will increase it. He is the Word of God. He is the one who will give gift, talents. He will give knowledge. He will bless it. He will promote you. Promotion comes from where? From God. It is the way of God is not in I work hard. No. And leave Him out. No. You've left out God. And so again, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let's take it from verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. See a key. If you have food and clothes, be content. That way, you won't be propelled into labor. I want car, I want this, I want that. And then you labor. And when you labor, and you can't get it, you start to do stealing with it and everything. Do we see there is wisdom in these things? Anything we are doing, living out, growing in the knowledge of God, looking to Him, has turned to labor. And that's the way of the enemy. We have to understand all these things. So, contentment is key. Remember, Joseph was a slave, so he went to Egypt with nothing. Remember, Job, God blessed him. The enemy attacked him. He was left with nothing. And guess what? God still blessed him. We have to understand the resource is God, the word of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we have to keep searching the scriptures to know Him. Search the scriptures. In there you think you have life. These are the very words that speak of me, says our Lord, who is the word of God given to us. And so again, you see a key. These are things we need to put on board. Godliness with contentment. We have to understand the difference between labor and daily work. Daily work, you work and you leave room for study of the word of God daily, praying and coming to church to hear the word of God. And that is why the Jews were blessed. You have to understand why the Lord says there's a day to seek me. But now we thank God that He dwells on the inside of us. Even as they had a day, every day they still went to the temple to do things. Christ went to the temple not only on Sabbath day. And in the book of Acts, every day they were meeting. So you have to understand that if you don't arrange your life round about God, you tend to labor. You have to allow coming to church to hear the word of God and studying the Bible, even if it's one verse a day, and pray. Let it become your lifestyle. For that is your resource. That is your source. Please let's open to Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11. Always realize too as well, before I continue, God hath not said we should be idle. So those are things we have to understand. No, we have to set our hands on something so that He will bless it. So that as we look to Him, even if He's sweeper, I tell you, God promoted Joseph who was a slave. So how much more freeborn, just sweeping, He will make you to be one who will start to produce brooms for everyone to buy. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. He can take you from a sweeper to be a company head. God does all things. And I tell you, someone who is not doing it according to the word of God, that person can be demoted. I'm telling you. Times and seasons are in His hands. He sets up and He puts down. But let's look at Proverbs 13, verse 11. It says there, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. But look at the Amplified Version. Wealth, not earned, but won in haste or unjustly, or from the production of things for vain or detrimental use, such riches will dwindle away. But he who gathers little by little will increase his riches. You labor when you want to gather riches quickly. That is why you have to understand the daily work. Set your hands on something. Do it diligently, faithfully. Also seek God. He will bless it. All these things, we have to understand the ways of God. We have to understand the ways of God. What is the Lord saying? He has given to us his word. The word of God is the seed. Please let's look at verse 13 of that same Proverbs 13. Please let's read it. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Please let's read it again. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Please let's read it again. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amplified says, whoever despises the word and counsel of God brings destruction upon himself. But he who reverently fears and respects the commandment of God is rewarded. And you know, it's the same thing you see in Deuteronomy chapter 28. So you can see, if you despise, in other words, don't take the word of God as nothing. We've read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 29. The word of God, yes, you think is nothing, but that's what God has chosen to bless you and I. That's what God has chosen to help us, to supply all our needs, the word of God. To hear and hear and believe by faith. The just shall live by faith. In other words, the just shall live by the word of faith, the word of God. So don't despise the days of what? Small beginnings as believers. When we accepted Christ, it is quite clear we have the spirit of truth, the spirit of the word of God. God and his word are one. We have God on the inside of us, with us, upon us. And we have the written word, the word of God. God and his word are one together. But because we think and we say, it is just a book. It is just a book. What else? It can't be just the Bible alone. There must be something else. We have despised the word. And we went running after the latest pastor in town, or the latest prophet in town, or the latest evangelist in town, because we think it can't be the Bible alone. In fact, when the word of God is made manifest in a person's life, Christians will be thinking, don't let them fool you. It is not only just the word. There must be something else to it. Please let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 29 again. You have to understand the ways of God. That's where we're missing it. The ways of God is quite different, higher than your way and my way. Things, the choices you and I will make by our fallen mind is different from the choices of God. And that's why we need to renew our mind. We need to look into the Word of God so that we understand the ways of God. First Corinthians chapter 1, please let's read it from verses 27 to 29 again. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And you see, part of the choices we make is, we think it is when we labor, we will work hard and, accumulate wealth, then yes. But at the end of the day, we are far from God. At the end of the day, the enemy, me, will allow us to heap up and he will blow it away. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. By our choices, we put ourselves into the hands of the enemy because we have left out God. Labor is leaving out God. And how can he bless you? And so, you see, anything we do, even a home, even a marriage, even having friends, in everything, even college, university, if you leave out God, there's nothing he can do. And so, these things we have to understand. Let's zero down to verse 28. And base things of the world and things which are despised. Don't despise the Bible. We have read Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Don't despise the Word of God. Please, let's go back to it. So don't look down. Yes, you may say, oh, it's small and there's nothing. Oh, it's just written words. The Bible is quite clear. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Them that fear the commandments are those hearing the word, looking into the word of liberty, to know the word of God, and to obey by faith, and to believe by faith, and to depend on him by faith. Please, let's start looking at these scriptures now. We will move fast. Let's start with Psalm 126. And we will see there the word of God, verses 5 and 6. The word of God is the seed. It's the same thing right from Genesis. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. Right from Genesis is being the word. God started everything by the word. And so if we expect anything from God, it is the same word. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. See the word of God. Yes, we go through hard times at that period of sowing. Of course, when you want to work your farm, there are things to do, things to do. You have to do them before you reap harvest. And so, the seed, the word of God, there is a time to sow, There is a time to hear and hear and hear and believe. These are periods of what? Sowing the word into your life so that the word will be made manifest. Please let's open to Luke chapter 8, verse 11. And so you will see that the word of God is the seed. Yes, it's written, and we think it's just a book, and we spice it, and we say, oh yes, it's small thing, you know, it's just a book, and we take it as what? Little. But the word of God, you have to understand, it is seed. Please let's read Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Please let's go. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Now, we read it that the things that are little, the base things, they are the ones that are what? Despised. And we think they are what? Inconsequential. The word of God is the seed. Yes, it's a small seed. Very small. Very small. That we overlook it. So we won't keep the Bible on the shelf permanently. We overlook it. And if you say, oh, read your Bible and pray every day. They don't have anointing. They should have anointing to just move my problems away. And if you say, you need to be coming to church to hear the word. Don't you know that I have to walk? You are laboring. And so we see it is usually the most what? Despised. The word of God is the seed. And we all know seeds, no matter the type of seed, they are usually the littlest. Very little. You step on them, you know. You don't even look at any seed twice. It's only when we want to eat. And we start realizing, okay. But I tell you, in that seed is the divine resource. What we despise is what is given. God had chosen him and it to help us. It is that word of God. It is the word of God. You have to understand, the word of God has ability to grow. Yes, it is small. We think it's nothing. But guess what? That very small seed has the ability to grow and fill the whole earth. It has the ability to do all things. That word was spoken, let there be light. And light be. That's why you have the sun and the moon. Produced by that little seed, let there be light. Those words were made manifest as the sun and the moon. See? Let there be light. And so you can see a little seed, the word of God. See how it grew to produce the sun and the moon. And I tell you, in all the suns and everything, you see, let there be light. Please let's open to the book of Acts. Chapter 19. So that you understand the way of the word of God and then be able to pattern your life and receive help all of your days on the face of the earth. Acts chapter 19. Please let's look at verse 20. Let's read it together. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Please let's go again. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Once more. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Some says so mightily grew the word of God and overcame. But what do we see? The seed grows. The word of God will always grow. And when you look at the parable of the sower, that is what is being said to you and I. The one sowed on a good soil, that's the person that was working daily. going to work and making sure in whatever they do, the word of God, they look into it. They maintain fellowship. They also come to church. And so the word grew 30, 80, 100, the fertile soil. They received divine resources. And so the word, what we despise is it. It will grow. It has power. Remember that stone hewn out from the mountain broke in pieces the kingdom of the world in Daniel chapter 2. And that stone, the word of God, grew, filling the whole place. So again, you see, the word of God grows and is made manifest in the physical. In the word of God is your resource and my resource. Everything we need for life and godliness is in the word of God. That is the word. That is the person, the word of God, God has chosen to bless us. Don't despise it. You overlook the source of your blessing, it will be your fault. Please, let's open to Matthew chapter 13. You will see a great key telling us about the word of God. Do not despise it. It is always the word, the word. When we accepted Christ, he gave us the spirit of the word, Christ in us, our hope of glory, and the word written down for the spirit of the word to teach us. And we also have the spirit of the word of God in us as the seed. So, we are all equipped. But what God gave us, we look at it and say, it's too small. Is this it? Oh, it's too small. This tiny seed, is that what we have? And then we start to look at the jet of that billionaire. Look at the mansion of that millionaire. Look at that mover and shaker. Ah! And we are as poor as church rat. And yet, what you have in your hands is the seed that made everything. Don't you know that the iron and all the metals that made up the jet came from God who put it in the soil? And we say, oh, you know, this is it Bible alone? Eh? Don't let them fool you. Ah, is it Bible alone? But look at what is here. Matthew chapter 13. And Christ was making us to understand. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 32. Are we all there? And we are all going to read it together? Okay, let's go. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Amen. See a key? The kingdom of God. The word of God is the word of his kingdom. And he himself is the kingdom. The kingdom of God is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took. So you have to take the word. Do you see now why you have to be studying the Bible daily, even if it's one verse? You have to take the seed. You have to take the word. So you can see, which a man took and sowed in his field. So you have to take the word and be sowing in the field of your life. You have to be doing it yourself. You have to take responsibility. which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. Please underline that is the littlest. You despise the small things. Is the least of all seeds. The word of God is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh what? A tree. So that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. See that? Mighty, mighty. Everybody will come and partake of it. They will come and lodge under it. So blessed. See how Job was so blessed. Everyone were seeking favor from him. And that's what the Lord is talking about. You sow the seed of the word of God. You have to sow it into your life. Not pastor sowing it for you every day. Pastor will sow it for himself and be blessed. Let's open to Mark chapter 4. And we'll see the version of the same thing. Mark chapter 4, verses 30 to 33. And so, you see, the word of God will grow. So mightily grew the word of God till it overcame. It will overcome every problem of life. The word of God will promote you, will lift you up, will sort out things for you and I. Mark 4, verses 30 to 33. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? Please underline that. What can you compare to the word of God? Nothing. Yes, it's the smallest. We despise it as nothing. But I tell you, it is what it is. To supply all our needs. It created the world. It made all things. All the wealth of the earth. By the same word of God. What we despise. Nothing can be compared with it. Verse 31 says. It is like a grain of mustard seed. Which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. You see, everything else is more than that word. But when it is sown, it groweth up and become greater than all herbs, and shooted out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Let's look at Luke's account of it. Are you understanding why you cannot afford to take away the word of God from your eyes and from your mouth? Why you have to keep listening, even if it's one verse? Luke 13, verses 18 to 19. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And where unto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Always a man has to take it. We thank God that male and female created he them. So each one of us, we have to take the word and sow it into the field or the garden of our lives. It is quite clear. And that's why, even if it's one verse a day, make sure you read it and you understand why the scripture says, through the word of God, we are partakers of the divine nature in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. You understand why we have to keep growing in the knowledge of Christ? For then we'll have the word being made manifest at every stage of our lives. He will supply at his own appointed time of life. All we have to do is what? Be patient. Please, let's open to James chapter 4. The word of God will surely come to pass in every area of our lives, at every stage of our lives, whether as children, teenagers, as we are growing, even to young age, you know, as our days be, so is our strength. He will supply himself. He will supply himself. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, I think. Okay, I think I'm on the okay. Be patient. Is it James? Okay. James chapter 5. I wrote chapter 4. Beg your pardon. James chapter 5. Let's take it from verse 7. Please, let's go. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Please, let's go again. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain, in Jesus' name. See a pattern. The seed. You have to be patient. And I tell you, at the Lord's coming, the Lord's appointed time, you will reap the fruit. That is, the plants of God, the blessings of God will be made manifest. The fruit of the word is the resource, is the blessing, is the will of God being made manifest. So the seed must grow, and the seed will grow into a massive tree. Every tree has to produce fruit in God's kingdom. The word of God will produce fruit. In other words, at the time of harvest, that is you harvesting the blessings of God, the will of God in your life. As the tree is growing, remember, the trees in God's kingdom, they never stop to produce fruit. If you look at Psalm chapter 1, in season, at the appointed season, fruit will always come. Even, and yet, it is always fruiting, because there are other fruits, fruit of the Spirit, you know, changing us, and then special fruit of bringing to pass things in your life. Blessing. Fruit of the Spirit is also there. The word is growing, producing all kinds of fruit. Fruit of how things will be in your life is also there. Fruit of how you will be in your very person, your own character. Everything is from the word of God. And how you are blessed is from the word of God. And that's why the scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. We are his what? Offspring. And so, the word of God, don't despise it, I tell you. Anyone that despises the word, it is quite clear, is destroyed. In other words, you are putting yourself into the hands of the enemy who has come to steal, to kill, and to what? Destroy. And so again, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he received the early and the latter rain. You know, out of impatience, we move about, going helter-skelter, looking, sticking to the physical, whereas we have to look into the Word of God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Verse 8 says, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth near. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies." I tell you, you see, we have to learn to be patient. For the God we serve, the very Word of God, He is of tender mercies. No good thing will He withhold from you and I, for our God is good. He will always help us. He will always manifest. He wants us to be blessed. After all, Job was the richest man in the East in his days. Father of faith, Abraham was blessed. Have you seen every child of God begging bread? No. We have to learn to trust in Him with all our heart. Please, let's give Him all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to understand some few things. We have to always give the Lord something to bless. And that's the purpose of the work of the hands, really. And also the Word of God, the seed. You know, always something small, something He spiced, something small, something we look down on. We have to cherish it, even if others look down on it. We have to cherish it. And I tell you, when the Lord blesses the little that we have, when he increases it, I tell you, everyone say, so it's true. So it's true. He wants to show us off to others so that they will see the example and turn to Him. Remember the woman that the Lord fed, herself and her son and Elijah. What happened? They only had a little oil and a little flour, the last meal. And look at how the Lord multiplied it, feeding them. You have to understand the way of the Lord. So don't ever despise the days of small beginnings. Don't ever despise the little you have. Look to Him. He will what? Increase it. If you have little gift, I tell you, the Lord will multiply it if you don't look down on it. And we also know the widow of one of the prophets of Elisha. After the husband died, they were in debt. She only had a little oil, and the Lord multiplied it. That's to tell you the way of God. Don't ever despise small things. Don't compare yourself with another person and say, I have little. No, that's not the way of God. We have to start understanding all these things. And we have to know that the work, always, if you look at Nehemiah and the Jews, when they got back to the promised land, they were building the temple. At the same time, they held a sword, the Word of God, in their hands. As they were building, so was the sword with them, telling you and I, in everything we do, The word of God must be central. The word of God must be there. Don't say you are walking and you put the sword down or the word of God down. No. So in life, we have to understand the word of God and the sword of the word of God. In everything we do, we have to have the sword of the word of God in everything. And this is what the Lord is making us to understand. The reason why we're always looking over the fence to see things in the world, and then we become jealous and frustrated, is because we've left off the word to look unto it. And we despise the word of God. And so we're always, you know, looking over the fence like cows in a field. Anyway, that's a joke we make in our house anyway, about the cow being stuck in the fence. Anyway, but look, we have heard the word of God. Let's give him all the glory. I tell you, so mightily grew the word of God. And so, you know, you have the precious seed. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. You have the precious seed. That seed will grow. It will grow. You may be sowing in tears. You will reap. You will bring the sheaves with joy. Say the word of God. And let's give him all the glory. And let's claim that word. Psalm 126. Please let's open to it. And we will use that. We will receive. He's here in our midst. Psalm 126. Verses 5 and 6. Please let's go. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. In Jesus' name, amen. And so claim it, say, I come bearing sheaves. I'm bringing my sheaves. I'm rejoicing in the name of Jesus. My precious seed have become sheaves. And I'm rejoicing. So mightily grew the word of God in my life and prevailed over everything contrary to the word of God in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And so pray and receive it. You don't have to use the words I use, but at least let that be a guide to, you know, how you will receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Read it again and, you know, in your heart and receive it. And you thank him for his word. And you thank him for manifesting his word in every area of your life, in your family, in everything, and you know that his word has become great in your life. His word is precious. His word is the precious seed, and you know you have received great and mighty things in your life by the word of God. For you know so mightily grew the word of God till it overcame. You know the word is the word of blessing. You are blessed according as his word has been concerning you. So be it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.